Independent Plattsburgh mayoral candidate Chris Rosenquist was raised and attended college in Plattsburgh, but left the area 14 years ago and has lived in Seattle for the past 6 years. He announced Wednesday morning that he has gathered more than enough signatures required to secure a spot on the ballot and will continue to collect signatures until petitions must be filed on August 20th.
We are at a pivotal point where we can become the economic hub for upstate New York. It is not enough to talk about a vision. It's time to implement one.
Rosenquist counters any portrayal that he is a carpetbagger, noting he visits family here once or twice a year, and he and his wife have sought to return since 2006. The mayoral race, he said, was a perfect opportunity to return to his roots.
I would certainly ask anybody that if they have a kid or a niece or a nephew that have graduated university, where are the jobs for them? They've had to move away, the same thing that I've had to do. And I'm proposing an opportunity that we create an industry in Plattsburgh that when students do graduate, they have an opportunity to either stay or they can move away. But there is going to be opportunity.
SUNY Plattsburgh Professor of Political Science Tom Conda says city voters should not consider Rosenquist an outsider in the race.
Some people will view him like that, and that will probably cost him some votes that he might otherwise get. But you might as well run. It's not like he's never been here before.
Rosenquist says he believes Plattsburgh has the potential to be the economic hub of Northeast New York and offered a 3-point plan to reach that goal.
I will work to find ways to use technology to deliver our services more effectively in both time and cost. I will fully support the Community Development Office to develop our city for small business, investment, waterfront development, and tourism. And finally, we will develop Plattsburgh to be the cultural heart of the North Country.
Democratic mayoral candidate and current Ward 2 councilor Mark Tiffer says he welcomes any candidate into the race and is pleased that some of his ideas are being adopted by his independent challenger.
I've always advocated for the full funding of a community development office so that we can obtain the funding that we need for projects that are necessary in our community. And that's something that I've advocated for the last 3 budget sessions unsuccessfully. So I'm glad that my opponents agree with the stances I've always made.
The third candidate for mayor, current Mayor Pro Tem and Ward 4 Councilor Jim Calnon, is an independent endorsed by the Republican Party. He takes a pragmatic approach to running the city.
Take care of the essential services first. It is absolutely critical that we provide the basic services that a government needs at an affordable price. That affects all of the rest of what happens in the city. If you can't manage the money first, then none of the other good things can happen.
Independent petitions for mayor need 242 signatures. There are just less than 10,000 registered voters in the city of Plattsburgh. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.